This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A frequent phrase used these days is that we need to trust the science. But I found that often trust the science really means trust the model, which is not the same thing. Computer models are used to predict everything from the climate to the economy. Often they are inaccurate. Asking legitimate questions about these models and their assumptions is appropriate and not anti-science. When I was in graduate school, many of us worked with professors who developed computer models attempting to understand more about the environment. These models helped me learn two valuable lessons. First, you need good data for the model to accurately predict the future. No doubt you've seen the word GIGO, which stands for garbage in, garbage out. If the data you have for a pandemic model comes from China or Iran, you may not have good data. Second, a good model also needs to be based upon accurate assumptions. If you can't account for the impact of mitigation procedures, you're going to come to scary conclusions about the infection rate and the death rate. Should we have skepticism about the models used to predict the future? Well, the climate models that were developed back in the 1990s predicted rising temperatures. Instead, we had a warming hiatus that lasted for nearly a decade and a half. Global temperatures essentially remained flat. The Congressional Budget Office is given the responsibility of estimating the impact of legislation on federal revenue, but often is limited in the assumptions they can use. For example, if a tax reform bill reduces taxes, the CBO score assumes that lower taxes mean lower tax revenue. But individual investors and consumers react to lower taxes by investing more and spending more. Lower taxes might actually generate more revenue. Often, trust the science really means trust the model, but we have lots of evidence that sometimes the models are wrong. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.